This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. The government has approved 4 new semiconductor manufacturing units in Odisha, Punjab and Andhra Pradesh with an estimated cost of 4,594 crore rupees. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw made the announcement while briefing media in New Delhi yesterday about the Union Cabinet's decision taken under the chairmanship of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Mr. Vaishnaw said the government has also approved the Phase 1B of Lucknow Metro Rail project in Uttar Pradesh with an estimated cost of over 5,801 crore rupees. He said a total of 12 stations will be constructed and it will be completed in 5 years. The minister said the government has also given its note for the Tato second hydroelectric project with a capacity of 700 megawatt to be built in Shiyomi district of Arunachal Pradesh within 6 years. The 18th International Olympiad on Astronomy and Astrophysics kicked off in Mumbai yesterday. Nearly 300 students from 64 countries will be participating in the 10-day event. In his video message during the event, Prime Minister Narendra Modi emphasized that India is deeply committed to nurturing scientific curiosity and empowering young minds. Mr. Modi said, India believes in the power of collaboration and this Olympiad reflects that spirit.
India believes in the power of international collaboration. This Olympiad reflects that spirit. This edition of the Olympiad is the largest so far. I thank the Homi Bhabha Center for Science Education and Tata Institute of Fundamental Research for making this event possible. In India, we believe that the sky is not the limit. It is just the beginning.
The Lok Sabha has passed the Mines and Minerals Development and Regulation Amendment Bill 2025. The bill will further amend the Mines and Minerals Development and Regulation Act 1957. The bill provides that the leaseholders may apply to the state government for adding other minerals to an existing lease. For inclusion of critical and strategic minerals and other specified minerals, no additional amount needs to be paid. These include minerals such as lithium, graphite, nickel, cobalt, gold and silver. The Act establishes the National Mineral Exploration Trust to fund mineral exploration in the country. Science and Technology Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh hailed the Swamitva scheme as a global model of citizen-centric governance. Chairing a high-level survey of India meeting in New Delhi yesterday, he highlighted how the initiative empowers citizens to self-map land, reducing reliance on traditional revenue systems. Dr. Singh praised the survey of India's technical support for major missions like AMRIT, Smart Cities and Naksha. He announced future integration of AI and machine learning to upgrade technologies. Emphasizing global impact, he mentioned MOUs with Russia and Nigeria and 6 more in progress. The minister outlined a plan to complete high-resolution topographical mapping by 2030. The 7th round of India-Australia dialogue on disarmament, non-proliferation and export control was held in New Delhi yesterday. The Ministry of External Affairs, MEA, in a statement said the two sides discussed developments in the areas of nuclear, chemical, biological, disarmament and non-proliferation conventional weapons including AI in military domain and multilateral export control regimes. The ministry further added that the dialogue facilitated enhanced mutual understanding and will contribute to the India-Australia Comprehensive Strategic Partnership. The government has imposed new restrictions on imports of certain jute-based products from Bangladesh. A notification issued by the Directorate General of Foreign Trade, DGFT, has stated that items such as jute fabrics, twine, ropes and bags can now enter India only through the Nhava Sheva seaport in Maharashtra, effective immediately. Imports by land ports along the India-Bangladesh border are now prohibited. The move under the Foreign Trade Act 1992 follows earlier trade measures from May and June 2025. Such steps often aim at quality control of protecting domestic industry. The India Meteorological Department has issued a red alert for extremely heavy rainfall over Telangana today. Heavy to very heavy rainfall is expected over Jammu and Kashmir, Ladakh, Gilgit, Baltistan, Muzaffarabad, Uttarakhand, Himachal Pradesh, Bihar, Chhattisgarh, West Bengal, Odisha and Andhra Pradesh for the next 2 days. And that is the end of this news bulletin.